Hello and welcome to SLG TV. I'm Josh Robinson.
And I'm Lori Clark.
Today we're going to give you an overview of some of the great changes that have been released for Azure SQL Database. Lori, I know that you've worked closely with the product team in a lot of these changes, so I'm really excited to hear what you have to say. Before we get to that, maybe a great place to start would be for you to just give us an overview of Azure SQL Database and how it's different from our traditional SQL Server product.
Thanks, Josh. Azure SQL Database is a relational database running in Microsoft Azure. As part of our platform as a service or PaaS offerings, you can deploy a relational database in the cloud that is platform independent. This differs from our traditional SQL Server on-premises install that was bound to the Windows platform. Another big difference is the near zero maintenance capabilities of Azure SQL Database. With automatic software patching and built-in database replicas, customers can spend more time innovating new applications and less time managing infrastructure.
That sounds great, particularly if a customer wants to spend more time working with the data and their applications and less time with servers and VMs and backups and those types of things. I know there have been a lot of exciting changes and updates to Azure SQL Database over the last couple months. Can you walk us through some of those and show us a demo or two?
Absolutely. One of the major enhancements that was released last year was service tiers and performance levels. These service tiers offer customers predictable performance and allow them to easily scale up or down to meet varying workload needs. With just a few clicks, I can easily scale this database up or down.
So basically, by scaling up or down, our customers can only pay for the performance that they need when they need it. And I think that's great for our state and local customers because demand may be cyclical and they may want to ramp that down and bring it back up as needed. What other things can you show us?
Well, we now have the ability to restore to a specific point in time, recover a deleted database, and set up a global HADR solution with geo-replication, again, with only a few clicks.
How about auditing?
Yes. Our SLG customers spend a lot of time thinking about security, so another great feature that's now available is database auditing.
Yeah, absolutely. Security is very important. In fact, Azure SQL Database has many certifications, including HIPAA BAA, FedRAMP, and more. So I know that, as we said, features have been released over the last couple months, but a whole set of features has been released even more recently. Can you address some of those?
Yes. So going forward, Azure SQL Database will be based on the same bits as SQL Server 2014, and with that comes great enterprise capabilities. This includes in-memory column store, table partitioning, online indexing, change tracking for data, and support for parallel queries in the premium service tier. We've even removed the 2 gig transaction limit to better support our large databases.
Wow. Thanks, Lori. This is an exciting time for Azure SQL Database. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us here on SLG TV, and please keep your eyes out for future episodes.
Thank you.